Blog Talk Radio.
Live from St. Mary's, Ohio, on Blog Talk Radio, it's the Sports Sanitarium, your late night sports authority, with your hosts, Potter and Dan the Man.
What's going on, Sanitarium Nation? This is Potter.
I'm Dan the Man. Welcome to another NFL rundown in week 14 of the NFL season. Fantasy playoffs are kicking off in most leagues, Potter. Exciting week of football this week, this Sunday, and started out Thursday with Jacksonville, Tennessee, and fantasy-wise, if you had Derrick Henry in that game, and you were lucky enough to have him in your lineup, you got off to a really good start, because they walloped Jacksonville 30-9, which is kind of a surprise to me, Potter.
Oh, I know, and it's so crazy, but I had, in Chiz's league, I have Derrick Henry, but I had him on my bench. He was on my bench, man.
He hasn't really done anything.
Right. Well, 55 points in Chiz's league, and that's a lot. His league's not a high-scoring league whatsoever. And that would have been crazy if I would have just played him on a whim and he did that. That just, like, it hurts and stab you in the, like, a knife coming through the ribs when you look at the next morning and you see you had a man who scored like that on your bench. It's definitely a crazy feeling.
Yeah, absolutely. And he almost got a fifth touchdown. He had 238 and four. He almost had a fifth one there at the end. Jacksonville decided to play defense in the last 2 seconds, but it was too late. But, yeah, what a night for him.
That's crazy. Yeah, and Jacksonville continues to struggle and not hit expectations off of a great season last season. I mean, that is just crazy what's transpired there on that team.
And just one last thing before we move on, it does keep Tennessee's chances outside shot at a wild card still available, so it definitely helped them out. They needed that.
Well, they snuck in there last year and actually got a win, too.
Right.
Yeah, Dana, man, I'm coming off my birthday bash last night. My wife threw me a little party, and I got so hammered. So, you know, I had to get up and get some Aleve in me and some food and make sure that I was good to go for the sanitarium this morning. Or this afternoon.
Last night was your birthday party?
Yeah.
Yep. No, I didn't see a thing on Facebook. Happy birthday, Potter.
Oh, it's all good, man. Thank you. And yeah, it was an interesting night, to say the least. But here we are. I might be slightly hungover, but I'm okay. And we're going to go over these games. Starting with our first matchup, New York at Buffalo, Dan the Man. Let's see, Buffalo, with their record. Where is that? There it is. 4-8. And they ended up, did they win last week? Nope, they lost last week. And they are at home against New York. I think this is a close one. I'm going to go with the home team, Buffalo. Obviously, my rule.
Battle of the rookie quarterbacks.
Right.
Two teams going nowhere. But Josh Allen has had a couple decent weeks here running the ball the last 2 weeks. definitely helped out his game. I think Buffalo's got a little more talent than New York. So, yeah, I'm with you on that. I'm going to pick Buffalo, too.
Yeah, I like Buffalo in this one because, yeah, like you said, I like Josh Allen. I think he is going to be a pretty good one, and he's just learning and learning. I think Sam Darnold will be all right in New York, but you're right, more talent around him in Buffalo. Moving on to the next game, Atlanta at Green Bay. Green Bay is in a downward spiral. They fired their coach, and, you know, the story's coming out of there how – Aaron Rodgers was constantly changing plays on purpose. The play calls that he would get in the huddle, he would change them on purpose. That's funny to me. But anyways, it's always good to be a Bears fan and seeing the Packers fall flat on their face. I think they're at home today. Obviously, they have Aaron Rodgers. When you have Aaron Rodgers, you always have a chance. But too much turmoil in Green Bay. Atlanta pulls the upset.
I don't know. It looks like Rodgers' ego finally got the best of McCarthy. But Atlanta has been, they've been horrible. I think they've pretty much cashed it in for the year, realizing they had really high expectations at the start of the year and went nowhere, as well as Green Bay. But I think Green Bay here, because he's gone, I think they'll rally around Rodgers, being at home, cold weather, Atlanta dome team. I'm going to stick with Green Bay here. I think they'll pull out a close one at the end. It'd be a Mason Crosby field goal if he doesn't miss it.
Well, that's cool. I got Mason Crosby on my fantasy team. I don't like to take Packers, but kickers don't count because they're not really. They said Julio Jones is coming back this week, or he is going to play, even though he didn't practice or something like that. So, I don't know. I don't think Atlanta's. I think they'll be all right in this game. Baltimore or Kansas City? I'll tell you what, man. Kansas City, they just kept mowing for it. Even though it was against the Raiders, they didn't look like they missed a beat, even without Hunt and the controversy about him leaving the team. Baltimore, great defense. Won three in a row, they have, right, with Lamar Jackson.
Yeah,
so they're on a hot streak. I just think Kansas City will have a little too much for them. So I'm going to take Kansas City, probably in a pretty close one at home.
Yeah, there's a lot of the so-called experts talking heads on the TV are taking Baltimore, surprise Kansas City. They think the second week without Kareem Hunt in the backfield, finally, last week wasn't a big a deal. They handled it all right, but now here, second week going down the stretch, it's going to start showing the loss of him on the offensive side of the ball. But Baltimore's defense is really good, but Kansas City's Mahomes has shown he's pretty much matchup proof so far. And being in Kansas City, I think Kansas City definitely pulled this out in the end. I think Baltimore will hang around for a little while, but Lamar Jackson's got to come crushing back down to earth sooner or later, doesn't he? I mean, you can't just keep running. You can't throw the ball hardly with any efficiency downfield whatsoever. I mean, sooner or later, they're going to stuff his running ability, and then you got nothing.
True, but Kansas City's defense is definitely not a great defense. So, I mean, I can see Baltimore doing some things against it, but I really can't see Baltimore, as good as their defense is, being able to slow down that passing attack of Kansas City. I just don't see Kansas City losing at home. Arrowhead is a very tough place to play.
Absolutely.
Going on to New England at Miami. The Patriots coming off a huge win last week against helping my Bears out, beating Minnesota for us. Dolphins are 6-6. They've been hovering around 500. They've got some players on that team. They won last week as well, and they're trying to take down their division leader. But the Patriots can clinch the division, I believe, with this win. That's what I heard on the radio or on TV somewhere. So they're going into Miami. I don't know if you can. I think New England goes in here and gets this done. Miami's got a tough defense, but Minnesota, their defense is probably about as good as it gets, and Brady and company was able to maneuver that. I think they have no trouble against Miami, even though Miami's at home.
Yeah, Miami, they've had a decent season. for what they have to work with down there. But no, really, their defense isn't that bad. But New England's New England, and like you said, they have an opportunity here to clinch the division and keep pace for one of the top seeds, first round bye in the playoffs. So yeah, I don't think they're going to let the get foot off the gas pedal or not be prepared for this in any way, shape, or form, even being in Miami. I like Miami to go down there and pull this game off.
Definitely, man.
Did they say that he's got a bad record in Miami late in the season at Miami, Brady? I don't know. Maybe I'm...
Yeah, I mean, I... New Orleans at Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay is, you know, they're actually not playing bad ball lately, to be honest with you. I mean, let's see what their winning streak is. Yeah, they've won two in a row. They're up to 5-7. Kind of settled things down with Winston there. He's kind of kept that job of late last few weeks and held it down and kind of, you know, righted the ship just a tad bit, I guess. We'll see if he can keep it going at home against New Orleans. New Orleans is, they're chomping on the bit. They're ready to get back on these winning ways. And I think that they'll probably go into Tampa. And I think Tampa will probably move the ball. You know, they're basically been the number one offense all season and yardage wise. So, I mean, that's never lowered. They have some weapons there, you know, but New Orleans is New Orleans. I think they're going to go in there and they're going to put their foot down because they got a bad taste in their mouth right now. I'm going to take New Orleans.
That's funny, Potter. You pretty much said exactly what I was going to say. New Orleans has got a bad taste in their mouth. Exactly. Yeah, they got to be pissed off for sure after what happened. Seems like forever ago. Was that a Thursday game? Yeah, a Thursday game. But anyways, Tampa Bay could definitely score some points. Winston quit turning the ball over since he's come back in. So I think there'll be a lot of points scored in this game. But New Orleans has got the better defense somewhat, so I think that they'll be able to make enough stops to be able to pull it off in the end. But I think Drew Brees and company definitely get Dallas. That's who they got to beat. But I definitely think that after that performance, the offense will be ready to break out today and score some serious points. So I like New Orleans on the road as well.
Yeah, and I thought maybe I heard that there was going to be some weather issues there in Tampa today. I'm not sure of that, but I thought I heard that. If that's the case, I don't care. I think New Orleans will not get slowed down by the weather. They're going to come out sling the ball like they always do, whether it's raining or not. So, New York at Washington. New York coming off a huge win. Obviously, against my Bears. My Bears fell into the trap game. But, you know, you got to give them credit for fighting back. But New York still got the win in overtime by 3. So they're feeling kind of up. I think they've won like, I think they're like 3-1 in their last 4 games or something. So they're playing a lot better. Obviously, Saquon Barkley is as talented as they get at the running back spot. But they are missing Odell Beckham today. Odell Beckham is out, I think, with a groin, and they're at Washington. This could be a close game. Adrian Peterson, I heard he only needs one more rushing touchdown to either tie or pass Jim Brown for most rushing touchdowns all time. Is that the correct thing I heard there? Man, did you hear that too?
I don't know. No, I haven't heard anything about that. No, that's quite an accomplishment, if that's true.
Right.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I think I'll take Washington in the upset. I know their quarterbacks, they're on their third-string quarterback and everything, but just feed the rock to Adrian and see if you can get a few completions and not turn the ball over. Maybe Washington's defense. I'm gonna take Washington in this.
That's a bold pick, Potter. Yeah, like you said, Washington is the best. They got their offensive line a disaster, and they're down there in the third string quarterback, who is Mark Sanchez. And the New York Giants aren't much better. I mean, they've been a mess all
right.
year long with their drama and controversy. But they do have Saquon Barkley.
They're without Odell, so they're not really. I mean, I don't know. I think that Eli's a mess too. So
I agree. Eli Manning's been a mess, but they do have Saquon Barkley. It'll be Barkley versus Adrian Peterson. I think Peterson will probably get his touchdown to tie that, if that's the case today, for sure. But I don't know. I think the Giants' defense has been playing a little better with that offensive line and Mark Sanchez. I think the Giants will pull the upset on the road. That's my pick. I'm picking the Giants.
Yeah, I mean, obviously that could happen. I also heard that Landon Collins is out too. So I'm not sure of that one, but I think I heard that he was going to be out of this game. But I don't know.
That could be an ugly.
I just got it.
Could be an ugly
yeah.
game to watch.
Right. Not very entertaining. Indianapolis at Houston. Luck and company coming into Houston. Houston still winning, right? They still got this winning streak going, right?
Yeah.
Yep. 9-3. So, yeah, I mean, I like Luck's, ability and what he can do, even on the road. I think that they're a team that's playing very solid right now, and they'll go in and make a game of this. But I think Houston at home might just be a little too much for them to overcome. I'm going to take Houston.
Yeah, Houston's a lot better than what I thought they were. Last week I gave the Browns a shot at pulling off an upset, but then that was the first time I got to see Houston play, and they're the real deal, man. They're a really solid team on all phases. Even though Indianapolis has shown improvement this year, Luck rebound of player of the year, probably walk away winner with that. First time around, he did have over 400 some yards against Houston. That was at home. But this is a different Houston team now, that the second time around they're facing and in Houston. I think Houston's going to win 10 in a row and walk away with a victory in this.
And at some point, you got to consider Houston a real threat to get to the Super Bowl this year, the way they're playing.
Absolutely.
Next game we got is Cincinnati at the Chargers. They're going out west. Cincinnati is a fire sale right now. They don't have their best quarterback or their best receiver playing at all. Defense has got a horrible secondary, giving up a lot of yards through the air. They're going against Phillip Rivers, one of the greats. And the Chargers are playing some really good football this year, and they're at home. Yeah, you gotta go with the Chargers in this game. I talked myself
into it. Yeah, I certainly hope so. I certainly hope so. I got a lot of fantasy things riding on this game, man. And Los Angeles being at home and Cincinnati being in a downward spiral. And they're just a mess, that team is at this point. And the Chargers, even without Melvin Gordon, are a really dangerous team, especially at home. Their defense has been playing really good here lately. Phillip Rivers probably going to end up in the MVP talk. His efficiency this year has just been crazy. He probably hasn't had 5 incompletions in his last 2 games total. I mean, it's ridiculous how accurate he is. So I think he'll be able to make enough big plays down the field, even without Melvin Gordon. And they'll just see that rookie Justin Jackson and Eckler will see a lot more time, split time probably. But hopefully Los Angeles will roll, and the key players I need on their team will help me out today in fantasy. But yeah, it should be a pretty easy victory for the Chargers.
Remember when Phillip Rivers was struggling? He had a few years there where it looked like he was going downhill. And then all of a sudden, bam, he was just back to being, or even that much better, not even back to being, just better than he ever was, you know? So
it's crazy how many incompletions he, you know, how accurate that guy is. It's crazy.
Right. You think Cincinnati's firing Hugh at the end of the year?
Hugh or Marvin?
That'd
fire
Marvin,
both of them.
Yeah.
They had to fire both of them. Yeah, I don't know. If they were smart, they would.
Ever since Hugh came to the Bengals, they haven't won a game. That's what's crazy.
Maybe he took all the decades of bad mojo from Cleveland and took it to Cincinnati.
Right.
Maybe the clouds have finally lifted.
Denver at San Francisco. Denver playing some good football too. San Francisco, they're just playing through a lost season basically without Jimmy G. But they, you know, they've had some players emerge and found some nice players, and you know, things are going to look up for them next year. But right now, they're just kind of trying to, you know, get through the rest of the season without any more huge injuries. But I don't think they got what it takes at home to defeat Denver. Denver definitely going to keep their fortunes rolling the other way.
Yeah, San Francisco's had a rough year injury-wise, and Denver just here lately, they lost Emmanuel Sanders. Their wide receiver core is really taking a hit. See if Cortland Sutton and a couple of other rookies can step up. But Phillip Lindsay has been a amazing for them, and their defense has been playing better. So, yeah, I like Denver on the road to pull out a victory here.
So, moving on to our next game, Philadelphia at Dallas. Philadelphia, you know, they're poking their nose back into this playoff race. Dallas is coming off a huge win. They got the division lead, and they look primed to win that division. But Philly wants to stick their nose back into things. So I think Philly's going to come in here and play strong. It's really a coin toss game to me, but I think Dallas has a little more. They have a little more mojo rolling right now than Philly does, and I'm going to take Dallas in a really close game at home.
Yeah, I've been really impressed with Dallas' defense here lately. I thought they were a good defense. I didn't realize they were that good of a defense. Looks like they're just playing above their level, but they've been playing really good anyways. I do think Philadelphia will roll in here and put up a good fight. But I think in the end, Dallas will have too much and pull out a victory.
Yeah, and those two linebackers, the way they're playing for Dallas, his inside guys, Jalen Smith and Van Der Esch, is that his name?
Yeah, Clayton Van Der Esch and Jalen Smith,
yeah.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, those guys are playing outstanding football right now. Pittsburgh at Oakland, and Oakland is having a miserable season. It doesn't matter if they're at home. I think Pittsburgh comes in here and wins this pretty handedly.
Yeah, Pittsburgh's going to be salty, too, coming off that loss last week. And even though James Conner isn't going to play today, they'll have Jalen Samuels, I believe his name is, and Stephen Ridley will split time in the backfield, but they had Antonio Brown and Ben Roethlisberger still, so and Juju Smith-Schuster against Oakland defense. I'm pretty sure Pittsburgh will be all right. So I like Pittsburgh to win on the road as well.
Right. Was that Connor injury a long term, or is it just something that's for now?
I think it's just short term. I think they said it's more of a contusion than anything. But so hopefully next week he'll be back. But I don't know.
Detroit at Arizona. There's another lost cause game. Detroit going out to the desert to try to at least, you know, win a game for the battle of the nobodies. But in a game like this, I don't know. I think Arizona could definitely pull this out. Yeah, I mean, this is a toss-up. Detroit, they got some players, though. I am going to actually go against my own code, and I'm going to take Detroit to come in and upset and edge out the Cardinals at home.
I thought for sure he was going to take the Cardinals. But, like you said, it's a lost cause game. I'm rooting for David Johnson in this game, and that's all I really care about this game is that David Johnson finally shows up
for
one week.
Fantasy value.
Yeah, exactly. So, and on that note, I'm going to take Arizona to win this game. I don't know. Detroit Stafford's been horrible. Their receiving core has been flip a coin. I'm taking Arizona.
Excellent. Going on to the Minnesota at Seattle game on Monday night, the Monday night game, and a lot riding on this game for me as well. Seattle playing real well lately. Seattle, you know, Century League Field is just like Arrowhead. It is a crazy place to play. Minnesota's going there. There's a lot at stake for Minnesota, especially if the Bears can win. I think that Minnesota's going to have a lot of pressure on them Monday night to go into Seattle and get a victory. And if the Bears lose, then Minnesota's got a lot. I mean, they can close the gap. That's a big game for them. And it's also for positioning, maybe in wild card positioning. So this is a huge game. Seattle, they're definitely, you know, they want a little piece of this playoff action too. So they're not going to go quietly into the night. I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to take the home team in this one to edge out Minnesota by like a field goal, 27-24. I usually don't give scores, but I'm going to say
27-24. Nice. Seattle's been playing really good, and they're at home. And Minnesota, I think this would be classified as a disappointing season so far for them with the expectations they had at the beginning of the year. Kirk Cousins really hasn't lived up to the billing that he was supposed to be when he first came to Minnesota, but they're trying to right the ship a little bit, trying to hang in there. But at Seattle, the 12th man, guys have played really good here lately. The offense, Russ Wilson, being a second half quarterback. So I like Seattle as well in this game and pull off a home victory.
That's excellent, and you make an excellent point about Kirk Cousins, and it's not so much the numbers, because Kirk Cousins definitely put up the numbers this year. It's just the big plays when they matter the most. He hasn't made those plays for Minnesota this season. So I think it's an important thing to know that, even though when you look at, you know, what him and Thielen and Diggs are doing offensively, you got to take in consideration that when it matters the most, Kirk Cousins is not making the big plays that he needs to.
Exactly. Thanks for cleaning that up. I should have. Thank you. Yep. Exactly.
Going on to our final two games, the headline games. We're gonna hit Carolina at Cleveland. Cleveland at home against a really banged up Carolina team. I think they got a good chance to win this weekend. Carolina's kind of been in a downward spiral themselves, you know, granted injuries has a little bit to do with that, but at the same time, they've not been playing good football at all. Cleveland has been playing better football lately. They did run into a big time, Houston Texans team. There's no blame on them for losing last week. I think they stand strong at home this weekend. I think Cleveland pulls it off and beat Carolina.
Yeah, you know, last week when I was drunk on the Kool-Aid and actually gave Cleveland a shot against Houston in Houston, was a little unrealistic. And this week, being back home, you know, the Browns, they've been playing with heart. They didn't give up last week when they were down big in the first half. They, you know, second half, and they still played hard, competed really good, you know, tried to get back in the game. Carolina is banged up, like you said, a little bit. McCaffrey's having a really good year. Newton a little banged up. We'll see how bad that is. But the Browns are getting healthier. They're getting some players back, even though Denzel Ward is out today with concussion protocol. They do get Mitchell or the other free agent. One of them's up back. The other one comes back. So, you know, the Browns are getting a little bit healthier. And we have a really good shot to win this game today. And as long as we don't beat ourselves, I think we can end up on top. And I'm taking the Browns in this game.
Heck yeah, man. I would too, man. I like them in this game. I think that they definitely have a chance. And I think, I'm not sure, but I heard that reports that Cam Newton might not even play today. So,
they said it was a lot worse than what everybody thought later in the week. But, yeah, I don't know.
Right. Moving on to my game, our last game. The Rams on Sunday Night Football. Yeah, that was flexed. They come into Chicago. We're going to see how these California pretty boys come into Chicago in 20-degree weather with 10-mile-per-hour winds, and we're going to see how they can handle it. So Chicago got caught looking ahead last week. Came out lackadaisical, no focus. Chase Daniels threw the pick six in the first quarter, first possession, first pass of the game. So, you know, right there, you know, you're down. And you think, you know, the Bears defense gave up 30 points? No. The Bears offense gave 10 points to the Giants. So, I mean, really, they come out a little unfocused. And then there at the end of the half, when they felt like they were in control of the game, they let Saquon Barkley bust a 22-yard draw play and then hit an 8-yard pass play and hit a 57-yard field goal. And it seemed like from then on they had 17 unanswered points, and the Bears were just, you know, left going, what the hell is going on? They have to pull a miracle comeback. You gotta give them credit for you know, fighting back and getting back in it, but they fall short. So, I mean, I think the Bears are still in the right direction. I think they're at home. And the crowd is going to be just vicious towards the Rams. And we're going to see. The only, I know that the Rams are 10-1 and they've got their division clinched and they're going for the first seed. And they're technically, they should come in here and beat us. But I got a feeling, man, I got a feeling that the Bears are going to play out on prime time. But Jared Goff's record primetime is just excellent. Something like 4-0, 14 touchdown passes, no picks. I mean, he's unbelievable. But the man you got to stop, we know who that is. And I'm just not sure if Trevathan and our rookie linebacker, Roquan Smith, is up to the task. So in a game this close, you know my rule, Dan the Man. I'm going to go with the home team.
Absolutely. Yeah, I don't. It'll be interesting, man, to see how, like you said, the weather affects the Los Angeles team. Goff, you said he had a good record in primetime. I wonder how many of them games were played in 20-degree weather with the wind chill, you know.
Right.
Yeah, defense versus offense in this matchup. You guys are deep. I'm scared to death because in my league fantasy, I got to start Goff. I don't have another option. And I am, like, scared to death to play him against your guys' defense at night, you know, on the road. I think you guys' defense will definitely show up. You know, Tyreek Cohen's been doing some amazing things for you guys here the last few weeks. Trubisky's back. But like you said, Gurley will be there. I think if you guys can contain Gurley, have a good game there, I think you guys will be able to win this game at home and send Los Angeles to their second loss of the season. I don't see why not. I mean, set up for that. And I'm really looking forward to watching this. But I'm going to take Chicago to win this game as well, Potter. I think you guys can pull this out. You know.
That's cool, and it's a good thing we got Trubisky coming back today, and that's a huge thing for Chicago because of his mobility. And we all know, you mentioned Gurley, but we all know that we're going to have to do something about Aaron Donald. And we got a rookie starting at guard on one side and a backup starting on the other side because, you know, Kyle Long's out for extended period of time. And that's going to be a tough matchup for the Bears right there. And I think Aaron Donald's going to cause a lot of havoc. But if the Bears can move the pocket for Trubisky and use his mobility and kind of keep that defensive line on their heels with some RPO stuff, I really think that the Bears can score some points on the Rams. It's like you said, whether we can slow the Rams offense down. I think it's going to be a great game too, Dan the Man. And it's going to definitely be fun to watch.
Absolutely. We're definitely looking forward to that one.
The Bears always show out on primetime, man. They love it. Mac and them and Akeem Hicks, they got those personalities that they just love. They get really up for these games, man. And I like that too. So, we're going to see, man. Dana, man, that about gives us all the time we got, man. We're 6 minutes into overtime, and it was a good show. A lot of nice analysis by you yourself, and a lot of interesting games out there. So, Sanitarium Nation, you enjoy those games today.
And Potter, you know I love you, and I hate to root against you, but in my league, I got to root against you because I need you to lose and for me to win. Otherwise, I'm missing the playoffs. So.
Right. Well, there you go, man. So this is it, but hopefully my team will come through in the clutch. Go Andrew Luck. So, well, little Andrew Luck love again for Sanitarium. So, all right, Sanitarium Nation. All right. Yeah, we're out of here, and we'll see you guys soon. The music is definitely
good luck to everybody.
Over.
Yep, peace out.
Yeah, come on. This is a show.